Blog Talk Radio.
And God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name be honored, God. And we commit all that we are to you, God, everything that we do, and we reach towards you.
And find
praise you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Have your way in me, because I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I give it all to you, because I trust you, because you love me. Because you love me first. Oh, thank you. Thank you, God, for being so good to us. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts for Solar Records Radio, and I want to thank you for tuning in as we just lift up the name of Jesus Christ. And it's so important that we are connected, a direct connect with the Lord. You know, you don't have to be in love with the Lord because your parents were in love with the Lord. Be in love with the Lord because you're in love with the Lord. Because he's good to you. And because you have a personal relationship with him. And the way that you show him that you're in love with him is the way that you show your mates. People that you care about, that you are in love with, that you know, I care about you and I care about our relationship. And one of the things that I wanted to really mention is that first, in your relationship with Christ, the reason why we have to surrender who we are, because we are sinners by nature. We have to surrender that nature to Christ so that he can save us from ourselves. And the way that you do that is that you study the Word of God to find out, what is it that you want from me? How can I be on the same page, on the same team? How can I be a part of the family of Christ? What is it that you need me to do in this family? How can I accommodate the great I am? Well, he made you for a reason. He made all of us for a reason. We have a purpose. And sometimes in our purpose, we get distracted because of our nature. And so it's important that we stay so close to Christ that when our nature starts acting up, the Spirit of God speaks to us and it pulls us and it redirects us like a GPS back to Christ. But that's based on how much you really care about your relationship. How strong is your love? How real is your love, you know, to him? How real is it? How strong is it? How, just like it is with anybody else, with your own children, how strong is that love? With your own nieces and nephews, how strong is it? How, with your own brothers and sisters, how strong is it? With your own parents, how strong is it? Do you want them to believe you when you say, I love you? Do you want them to believe you when you say, I will do that, I'll be right over? Do you want them to believe you or not? I'm just saying. So with Christ, we want to make sure that he believes us. See, he already really knows ultimately what's going to happen. It's really up to you to just be faithful, to learn to let go and let God, to give him the control that he needs to help us. He needs it so he can help us. You know, it's like you're saying, okay, you got me. I'm here. I'm yours. Lord, have your way. Have your way with me. In me, control who I am. Control what I do, where I go, what I'm thinking, my finances, my relationships, my heart, my troubles, my health. I give it all to you. And when you do that, it's sometimes very hard to remember that you did that, because a lot of times we try to take that back, right? We want to take it back. I just want to do me. I'm not right now, and I'm upset, and I want to handle this myself. And so I just pray, you know, because I'm the same way. We all are. We are all guilty of this. No one's above the law here. We all are guilty of following our nature because it's natural. And then you see so many other people doing it. It's like, why can't I do it? Well, you can't do everything the world does because you are now the child of God. If you've committed and you've given your heart to Christ, then you need to make sure that you do your best to stay on his turf and trust him. See, a lot of times, like the politics, I get so frustrated with politics, but I have to remember, it's God's world. He's in control, and I can't let it destroy me, because it will. I watch the news, and every single day it's pathetic, and it just drives me crazy. And I don't know why I keep doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. What does that tell you about me? Right? So I need to remember who's in control, not worry so hard about it to the point where it disrupts me, it distracts me, it takes me away from my purpose. My purpose is to do and be a blessing to the kingdom of God. But if I'm so distracted about the things that I care about, and the things that I care about are more important than the kingdom of God, then I'm not being faithful to our Creator, to my Creator. I'm not. And so sometimes, like I said, we can be really frustrated and angry and upset and hurt, but we have to trust God in all things. And it can't just be the things we want to trust God in. It has to be everything. You know, it's faithfulness. It can't just be about when I'm ready to be faithful. You have to always be faithful. And so God's looking at you, and he needs you to be okay, because there's so many things that he needs you to do. And if you don't want him, if you decide that that's okay, I need to really do what I'm doing, God's going to get it done anyway, with you or without you, because he's God. But it is such a blessing to be used by your Heavenly Father to be a blessing to his kingdom. The rewards are just, you know, more than you can even comprehend. Because I know that just doing things for my kids, and I see how happy that makes them, the joy it brings to my heart of doing something for them, it blesses me so much that I can't imagine what the joy in God's heart, because, you know, he's God. He's the creator of love. He knows what it's all about, way more than us. So please, my brothers and sisters, please surrender your pain to Christ and get back on track and let God love you and use you and bless you, feed you, heal you, cover you, comfort you. He's got you, but you got to give him that. You got to let go and let God. All right? And I know, like I said, I know, because I've been down that road of pain, and I still go down that road. I'm not no different than you, and you're no different than me. So I share this because I don't want anyone to hurt unnecessarily, right? I especially my brothers and sisters, people I love, I don't want you to suffer, and I know you don't want me to suffer, So if you just kind of turn it over to Christ and not worry about what the devil's doing, because he's so busy. He's so busy, but God take care of him. He'll take care of him. He's got your back. So just, you know, do what you need to do. You need to pray a little bit. You need to study the Word of God a little more. And just understand that, that's your food. That's your protection. The Bible is your sword. So get into the Word of God a little bit more, you know. And I will, throughout this show, give you different scriptures that you can go to, okay? I just want you to just give it up to Him and know that it's all going to be okay. God loves you. He loves you. I know He loves you. All right, so let's just meditate on that, right? Let's just meditate on what we just talked about. Just think about it. Come on, God. What is it? How can I do this? I surrender. I give myself to you. I love you. I'm sorry for failing. I'm sorry for, you know, taking my eyes off of you. I need you. You've been so good to me. And just this one thing is making me crazy, and I apologize. I'm here with you. I hear you. You got my heart. I know you love me. I know you're going to take care of me. And thank you in advance for fixing this for me, for taking the pain of it away from me. Thank you.
All I need is you. my life, Lord Jesus. You're everything to me. You're the sweetest song I sing. You are my everything. You're my life, Lord Jesus. You're my life, Lord Jesus. You're everything to me. You're the sweetest song I sing. You are my
out of South Africa with an amazing vocal tone. You are my everything, and so grateful. And before that, that was Jewel, All I Need Is You, Jesus. And so listen, I want to bring on my partner and my wife, and the name of Dr. Gayla Massey Potts. What's up, Gayla?
Hey there, honey. I just want to say hello to everyone out there listening today. You know, our world is in a crazy mess right now. And God speaks to us, and, you know, we're given instruction on how to help that we need as we do that. And so I want to share with you Matthew 6. That's going to be verse 1 through verse 14. So listen up and see what we're being told, and that we can relate that to today when we want to give to the needy. First one, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sell no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You could go on and continue to read at Matthew chapter 6. And there's a lot more that said that I think we should be privy to and that we should know and to understand and to remember. But right now is a time that there are so many needy people out there that they need our help. And we need to ask Christ, God, our Heavenly Father, to help them. But at the same time, let's do that in our direct prayer to him. We don't have to stand in front of others to get salutes and glory. We don't need to do it in front of others for political reasons. We need to do it just in our relationship with God through Christ, his Son.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And so now with that being said, thank you so much. I want to, before we go on, we're going to pray. Gayla, would you like to start off the prayer?
Yes. Thank you, honey. Lord, we come before you not to be, you know, proudful or to be wanting to talk in front of other people so that we are given rewards. This is a message to you, Christ, for you to deliver up to our Heavenly Father. And we know that in private it's done even better, but we ask you to hear us, Lord, because each of us are in our own private world right now. We might be in our homes, we might be on the street, in the car, listening to the radio. But, Lord, we ask you in private to please help those in need. Be there for those who don't have the food they need, that don't have the health that they need, that don't have the love that they need. Lord, we just ask you to provide all of that and protect all those who are before you and to help those in need. And, Lord, we ask us to ourselves to glorify you and to reach out to you. We ask ourselves to give to others what they need, whether that's spiritual guidance or help, or that is money in their pocket. So Lord, we just pray before you how much we love you, Christ, and we ask you to stand between us and God and lift up our words to be heard and for us to receive messages back on how to proceed.
Yes. And Father, we love you and we thank you so much for all of the listeners. Father, we thank you for their hearts and we thank you for quickening them and having them to want to hear the word of God. And just in case there's something there that just blesses them right where they are. So thank you so much for your children. Thank you for loving us and thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for making us. You are amazing and we love you desperately, Father. And we just ask that you forgive us for our sins that we may have already committed today, Father. But we know that you are a gracious God. We know that you forgive us. And Father, we don't take that for granted. We know that you just love us so much that you want to protect us from ourselves. So thank you for being the King of all kings. Thank you for understanding who we are and what we need. We love you so much. Father, right now I want to ask a special prayer for all those kids that are going back to school right now, whether it be elementary school, junior high school, college. Father, we just ask that you bless them and protect them and keep them strong, Father. Wrap your arms around them. We know that there's been so many terrible incidents that's happened to in the school systems where people are doing things that are just devastating and taking and hurting our children, Father. So we just ask you to just secure the locations where our children are when they're out of our sight, Father. We turn them over to you and we know that you got them, Father. So thank you in advance for protecting them and keeping them safe. We love you so much. We thank you for this radio show. We thank you for blessing the listeners. You know their situations. You know what they're going through for. So right now, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you bless them right where they are and fix their situations, Father. Let them know that you care, that you are there. And thank you so much for being here with us on Solar Records Radio. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask all of our blessings. Amen and amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys. So we're going to keep this music going. And, you know, we got about another 11 minutes. And we want to thank you for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. And I just want you to meditate. Just meditate a little bit, all right? And just think about, you know, your relationship with Christ. And let the Holy Spirit come in and bless your hearts. You know, just call on Him. God left the Holy Spirit here for us. So just call on the Holy Spirit and bless you and guide you and love you through whatever you're going through. You're going to be okay. Thank you, Dr. Gayla Massey. Love you, sweetheart. And we appreciate you. And to all of our friends around the world, God bless you. Thank you so much. Greg, I want to thank you specifically for your work that you do here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you for blessing us and being one of the main people that helped to drive this company. We appreciate you and we thank God for your gifts as you have blessed us. All right, so may God bless all of you guys. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Take care. We'll be back.
We gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of worn out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it real.